Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Fight for your freedom. All right, the lead story today is this article in the Washington Post that Attorney General Barr disagrees with Inspector General Horowitz about the FBI's conduct leading up to the Russian collusion situation. Now, anonymous sources, do I believe this article? Maybe some of it. But I don't really care because on Monday, Horowitz's report will be out. We'll all be able to see it. So the Washington Post, which is a very liberal newspaper dedicated to advancing the left cause, says that, quote, Attorney General William Barr has told associates, who's that? That he disagrees with the Justice Department's Inspector General on one of the key findings an upcoming report. So, okay, you know, not everybody agrees with everybody. I believe that the report on Monday is going to embarrass the FBI. I don't know whether it's going to be strong. Horowitz, from what I've seen in the past, is kind of wishy-washy. He's a career bureaucrat. He's a swamp guy. Not denigrating him. I don't know how he's going to back up what he says, but we will know on Monday, and I will have, of course, the best coverage for you. But I wanted to mention this Washington Post report, anonymous sources. I don't think I would get upset about it. Of course, the cable news morons ran wild. You know, I mean, I just turn it off. That's what I do now. Donald Trump did react to it in Europe. He said, quote, I think Attorney General Barr was quoted incorrectly. I do believe that because I'm hearing the Inspector General's report is very powerful. You know, Barr wasn't really even quoted here that I could see. But again, everybody's running around. There's a lot of political posturing over this report. People are worried. And one of those people is Lisa Page. Remember that name? She was an FBI attorney. Who was involved with an FBI agent named Peter Strzok, who was almost the head of investigating Russian collusion. And the two emailed each other. They were having an affair, saying that Trump has to go. Trump's the devil. We got to get Trump and all that. Now, Lisa Page should be in trouble. I believe she is. She gives an interview with the Daily Beast. They hate Trump. They hate conservatives. They hate everybody. All right. Molly Jung Fast is the person who did the interview. She is a devoted far-left person. So you know what this is. Page trying to get out in front, trying to get sympathy from the left because she believes she's going to get hammered. And I'm not going to say as well as she should till I see the evidence. I saw the text. They were appalling. For FBI people to behave that way, outrageous. They were fired. Page says, I have committed no crime. I have not committed treason. The president is persecuting me. Okay. Impeachment. So, I hate to laugh, but it's really a farce now. So the Intel committee comes out and says, our conclusions are that the president abused his power, the power of his office. You make that case against every president who's ever served. Two examples. President Bush going into Iraq without getting congressional approval. You can say he abused his office. Absolutely. Barack Obama telling the nation, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor under my national health care plan, which wasn't true. You could say he abused his office. You do every single president. So all I have is Donald Trump abused his office by his actions regarding the president of Ukraine. It's bogus, it's nonsense, it's boring. And, you know, I told you, I'm not going to do the micro. You want that, go to cable. I'll do the big picture. Big picture is the president's not going to be removed. He knows it, I know it, you know it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending,
the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
So Kamala Harris, the senator from California, has dropped out of the presidential race. Yay. Now, why do I say that? Two reasons. I don't know her. I've never interviewed her, never talked to her, know nothing about her other than what she did at the Kavanaugh hearings, which was a disgrace. She convicted Judge Kavanaugh of a heinous crime based on no evidence other than testimony of a woman who has been somewhat discredited since then. There is an article on realclearpolitics.com by Molly Hemingway, who wrote a book on this, listing all the things, all the evidence, hard news, whatever, that show Kavanaugh may have not done anything, and that his accuser, Blasey Ford, may have made it up. Here's something I did not know. This is according to Molly Hemingway, not me. I have not checked it out, but it is in print. So you can read it. Apparently, Judge Kavanaugh's father and Christine Blasey Ford's father belonged to the same golf club in Maryland outside of Washington. According to Ms. Hemingway's reporting, Blasey Ford's dad went up to Kavanaugh's father and said, "I'm glad your son was confirmed." I have not confirmed that. Others have tried, and the two men are not saying anything. This is Molly Hemingway's reporting. She says she got it from people who heard it. Miss Hemingway does. Doesn't name them. I am very, very suspect of all anonymous source reporting. However, this has a ring of truth to it. And it's just part of, I think, 15 things that Ms. Hemingway lists that exonerate Justice Kavanaugh, who will remain under suspicion the rest of his life. Now, Kamala Harris in that hearing, the Senate hearing, was brutal, vicious. I lost all respect for her. And then when she campaigned, it was a mess. I was going to say hot mess, but I don't like to use cliches. To put it kindly, one of the worst campaigners I've ever seen. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, so concierge members, as you may know, have direct access to me. That means they can email me and I answer them privately. And I can't give you investment advice or medical advice, stuff like that I can't do. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I can take your letters and think about them. So we get a letter from Anna Lewis in Porter Ranch, California, and she says that there's a young girl named Skye, 14 years old, been diagnosed with a very rare cancer, and she needs to come to Boston, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, I know it well, for treatment. But her family's poor. So they have opened up a GoFundMe campaign. Now, we checked this out. A lot of these GoFundMes are frauds. This is not. They got to get Sky on a private jet, take her to Boston for this treatment. So I'm going to put the thing on the screen. It's www.gofundme.com/help-sky-fight-cancer. All right, see it there? Write it down. GoFundMe.com/help-sky-fight-cancer. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to help the 14-year-old girl. If she's got any chance to beat this cancer, you want to give her the chance. We're Americans. But it's also Christmas and Hanukkah time. So what I do is I write a list of presents that I'm going to give friends and family, but also of charitable donations. I write a list of how much I'm going to donate to each charity. And so I have it in front of me, like this. Now, we have a foundation named after my parents, and we give away millions of dollars, and I'm happy to do it because I'm lucky in my life to have money. But Christmas is a very special time, and I don't think we should be thinking about ourselves on Christmas. I think we should be thinking about others, like Sky, 14. So if you can help her out, anything, not, you know, anything, please do that. And then for the other charities, write them down tonight and execute it. You know, give them the money, whatever you think is worthy. We have a bunch of charities that we give to. They're on the website. We check out all our charities. We don't just give money because we know there's a lot of fraud in it. And if you want to check out a singular charity, charitynavigator.com. That is the final thought. I will see you tomorrow.